Welcome. Our Daily Bread would like to encourage you today with a reading titled, Stronger Than Hate, and it was written by Arthur Jackson. Within 24 hours of his mother Sharonda's tragic death, Chris found himself uttering these powerful, grace-filled words. Love is stronger than hate. His mother, along with 8 others, had been killed at a Wednesday night Bible study in Charleston, South Carolina. What was it that had so shaped this teenager's life that these words could flow from his lips and his heart? Chris is a believer in Jesus, whose mother had loved everybody with all her heart. In Luke chapter 23, verse 26 through 49, we get a front row seat to an execution scene that included 2 criminals and the innocent Jesus. All 3 were crucified. Amid the gasps and sighs and the likely groans from those hanging on the crosses, the following words of Jesus could be heard. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. The hate-filled initiative of the religious leaders had resulted in the crucifixion of the very one who championed love. Though in agony, Jesus' love continued to triumph. How have you or someone you love been the target of hate, ill will, bitterness, or ugliness? May your pain prompt your prayers, and may the example of Jesus and people like Chris encourage you by the power of the Spirit to choose love over hate. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 32 through 34 and 44 through 46. 2 other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And now, verses 44 through 46. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in 2. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. Now, let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, while our chief enemy, Satan, seeks to destroy and intimidate us with his divisive schemes, we know by faith that your great love reigns supreme and victorious over hatred. And Father, we know that love and unity must be demonstrated first in the church for the world to listen. Help us to dig up every root of bigotry, racism, and prejudice in our hearts and be set free from this old sin so that all the world may know that your love is stronger than hate. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.